A morning show at East Coast.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, and we're coming up to the bank holiday weekend. John and many people on the road. In fact, the road, I thought, were a bit quieter this morning, looking out from my bus window. But I thought, you know, there weren't many traffic jams around, but it maybe gets busier later on, or people going away for the weekend, and therefore, you know, things can happen on the road.
Yeah, well, actually, you might be right there, Declan, in your assessment, because as you alluded to, there will be more people on the roads this weekend. But we know from our statistical analysis over the last five May bank holiday weekends that actually Thursday's afternoons, the Thursday of the bank holiday, perhaps when people are getting out, trying to get that extra day into the weekend or whatever, or going home, returning home, that's actually a critical time, and it's a very dangerous time. But overall, you're right, the May bank holiday weekend is a period where I suppose the risk of serious injury or collision is higher than normal, because people are moving. They're lucky enough to get away for the weekend, return home to family, friends, or they're just moving, say, around the county, going out, visiting our beauty spots and that type of thing. And unfortunately, over the last 5 years, we have had a total of 7 fatal collisions and 80 serious injuries on May bank holiday weekends.
In so Wicklow?
Nationally. Yeah. But it's a critical time, and as I think I said to you before, the most dangerous thing people will do this weekend, Declan, is get into their car and drive. It is the most risky activity we do, but we take it for granted every day of the week. But we will be out there. We have a bank holiday operation. We're focusing on what we call the lifesaver offences. So that's intoxicated driving, speeding for obvious reasons, mobile phone use or distracted driving, and seatbelt offences. And all those things, slowing down, not using your phone, putting it away, putting on your seatbelt. Those simple behaviours, and they are very simple behaviours, but they will save lives over the weekend if you can get everyone in your car to do that. I know, maybe have a conversation around it, you know, particularly with younger drivers in your house. Just make sure they are doing that thing and they're not distracted, and maybe their notifications are off, they're not getting notifications popping up. And of course, we have our new insurance database, which is active. We have the mobility devices, we call them mobility devices, most people call them mobile phones, but it's very useful. We get insurance information straight away by scanning the registration, and that's having a good effect too. So look, I suppose just in summation, Declan, we are urging people, don't get behind the car while under the influence of drink or drugs. Even one drink can affect your driving. Slow down, drive the appropriate speed, wear your seatbelt, and look, put the phone away. Just put it away while you're driving.
But when something, you know, tragic happens, you often hear, well, the road is closed for investigation by the Gardaí, you know. We don't really get to hear, do we? Because never really get to hear the result of that investigation.
Yeah, I suppose the general public wouldn't get to hear it. But what happens is, you're right, we have specially trained members, forensic collision investigators, they're called. They undergo quite serious and intense training over a period of time. But what happens is, we know that in the vast majority of the cases, Declan, it is actually speed is the major factor. Speed is the big factor. People driving too fast and not being able to slow down. And while it does not generally release to the public, right, it will come out in the court case or whatever, and the results of those things will be used. It may be used for evidential purposes to sustain a prosecution if warranted also, you know.
Anyway, be careful out there. But what about people visiting the county, and they go to the beauty spots, and, you know, I know you say it quite a lot, you know, don't invite the criminals, but they're on the prowl out there, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right. I suppose, look, criminals know that the people are going to be out and about, you know, they know that they're going to have opportunities in our car parks, whether it be in our beautiful upland areas or down at our beaches and that type of stuff. And look, we do have the Operation Uplands operation going on, and it's to target that type of stuff, and we have dedicated checkpoints and patrols in our areas of scenic beauty where we know there's going to be visitors, Declan, okay, such as I said, Wicklow Uplands, British Bay areas, okay, and our operation is targeting, you know, all crime types. And just to give you an example, the types that work are doing. So in Wooden Bridge this week, the Operation Uplands team seized a vehicle under Section 41 of the Road Traffic Act. So that car hadn't been taxed since 2023 and hadn't been NCT'd since 2021. So it was well out of date. So not only is, you know, are they taking those vehicles on the road, but they're dangerous vehicles been taken off our road. And often we find that those people that are driving vehicles like that, that they are actually actively involved in criminal behaviour. And again, in Roundwood, a vehicle was seized by the Gardaí, hadn't been taxed since March 2022. So those vehicles are out there, we're stopping them. And we know that it is quite usual that those people are driving vehicles like that are actually involved in criminality in the county as well. So we're depriving them of the means to commit their crimes by seizing their cars at them. But you're right, I have said it before, Declan, and I suppose I am going to say it again, is that, yeah, please just do be sensible. I suppose I like to say that crime prevention is everyone's business, and I would urge people visiting our beauty spots just not to leave any valuables in your cars. Just take, you know, your phones with your wallets, you know, if possible, just leave your glove box open, show there's nothing in it. Take it with you. And that's good, sensible advice for wherever you are in the county, to be honest.
Right. And of course, we're coming into bright evenings. Does that help as regards prevention of crime rather than the cold, dark evenings?
Yeah, it does. It does. I suppose there's more people out and about, and people maybe are visiting our beauty spots out and about, and it gives us more light to work on. But I suppose we see a shift in trends in crime, where there tends to be a focus by criminals in relation to targeting garden sheds, gardens and that type of stuff in particular. So we do see an increase in that type of stuff. So theft of tools, theft of bikes, sheds being targeted, and that rises by about 33% at this time of year. So we do see that seasonal adjustment. Whereas in the winter, the dark nights, as you say, Declan, that can give our criminals cover to work under, and also it break into houses. But this time of year, they tend to focus on those back gardens. So it's not looking much like a gardening day today outside, but the forecast is okay. So look, just do make sure if you're working out the back garden, make sure your windows are closed to the front. There's no access to the rear of your house, and you know, if you have valuable tools. I was actually at a house yesterday, Declan, in Ashford. Lovely house. Nice spade just lying there at the back door, the patio door, and you know, that's an invitation, because that spade could be used to break into your house. So we always remove the means to commit crime. So lock up your tools. If you're doing gardening, just put them away when you're finished. Put them into your shed. Ladders in particular should be locked, should be secured either to a ground anchor in your garden or locked away in your shed. Don't give the burglars don't give them the tools to break into your house.
All right. One last thing, and we're not going to go into it because I presume there's a court case pending, but an arrest has been made after an incident in Aughrim.
Yeah, that's right. So just Monday, Monday just gone, actually, there was a large group of people gathered outside a building in Aughrim, and they believed that... And it's a bit like the story we referred to in Sky News, I suppose. They believed that this was going to be used as a night past the city. In actual fact, building works were going on at the building for refurbishment as a community facility. But what happened was people there gathered. They tried to prevent lawful access to workers who were, you know, just going about their job. They were abused loudly by those present. A member of Angada Siakon who attended, a sergeant, was abused too, again, just trying to do his job. And as you write there is a criminal investigation ongoing. A man in his 30s was arrested yesterday, and he has been detained in Wicklow Garda Station. And look, I suppose I should say that, look, we do respect the rights of citizens to exercise their constitutional rights to protest. You do have a constitutional right to protest, and we are a human rights-led organisation, and we recognise that, okay? But you're right, your constitutional right to protest does not extend to breaching the criminal law of the land or interfering with the rights of other citizens. And people do have a right to go to work, whether you like it or not. They do have a right to go to work, and people have a right to carry their daily activities. And I suppose the trick for us is trying to balance that. And I suppose, you know, in relation to what you mentioned there in the Sky News story, and I know you'll be talking about that later, people have to be very aware of misinformation and where information is coming from and the agenda. And I think that's a very interesting story that Sky News has done about the amount of texts around focusing on the county anti weekly that are originating from outside this country, you know, and you have to ask yourself, what is the agenda of the people that are posting this information, you know, and just fact check yourself, you know, that what you've been told is actually true. But as I said, we do respect the rights for citizens to exercise their constitutional rights, but that right does not extend to breaches of the criminal law, and people have a right to go about their work.
And just to clarify, somebody has been detained, no charges as yet. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Thank you.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.